While Republicans nationwide fell short of expectations for the 2022 midterms, the North Carolina GOP had its own red wave. Republicans swept the six statewide judicial contests, won a U.S. Senate race, and came within one House seat of an outright veto-proof majority in the state legislature. Rusty Jacobs reports on what an emboldened GOP could mean for the upcoming session of the state legislature.
Tim Moore didn't sound too concerned when he spoke with reporters after Election Day last month. The Cleveland County Republican is Speaker of the State House, and his party fell just one seat shy of a numerical supermajority in the 120-seat chamber.
We now have 71 seats in the House. Would I like 72? Of course I would like 72. But I will tell you, for all intents and purposes, we have a governing supermajority. We have a handful of Democrats who work with us. We have some new members coming in, and I feel completely confident that should we need to override vetoes, we'll be able to do our part on the House as well.
Turnout data show North Carolina Republicans succeeded in getting more of their voters to the polls this fall, according to Western Carolina University political science professor Chris Cooper.
The counties with the biggest turnout in 2022 tended to be the Republican counties. So there were just 13 counties statewide where Democratic turnout, in other words, as a percentage of their own voters, surpassed Republican turnout.
There was no shortage of defining issues this midterm election to motivate voters across the political spectrum: inflation, voting rights, and abortion.
What North Carolina needs to do is pass some legislation that will stop that and will actually save the lives of unborn babies who are humans and deserve human rights.
Tammy Fitzgerald is executive director of the North Carolina Values Coalition, a conservative Christian pro-life advocacy organization. Fitzgerald was decrying a recent report that indicates women who live in more restrictive states are coming to North Carolina for abortions, which allows the procedure up to the 20th week of pregnancy.
I believe the right limit is when you can detect a heartbeat.
Speaker Moore has said he would support a so-called heartbeat bill banning abortions after about 6 weeks. And Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger, a Rockingham County Republican, told the Associated Press in August that he would support a ban after about 12 weeks. Tara Romano, executive director of Pro-Choice North Carolina, says abortion rights supporters in the state see restrictive bills like this come up every legislative session. But now, there's no longer federal protection for abortion access since the U.S. Supreme Court's conservative majority overturned Roe v. Wade in June. Still, Romano argues public opinion is on the side of reproductive rights, as seen in states like Kansas, Kentucky, and Montana, where voters upheld abortion protections by referendum.
I don't think anyone could make the case that North Carolina is somehow uniquely more anti-abortion than those states.
A Meredith College poll in April showed a little more than 52% of North Carolinians support the kinds of rights that had been protected under Roe. Close to 40% support more severe restrictions, with 19% of those favoring an outright ban with some exceptions, and a little more than 9% supporting a ban on abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Last month, Moore and Berger told reporters they needed to confer with their members before deciding whether they'd push for further abortion restrictions. But Berger made it clear he'll push for conservative budgetary and fiscal policies.
I continue to believe that our tax rates are too high.
That sets up a potential flashpoint in budget talks with Democrats. Representative Robert Reeves is the Democratic leader in the state House. He says the key to economic success is less about corporate and individual tax rates and more about spending on workforce development.
You beef up your public education system, you definitely lay into beefing up your community colleges.
The two parties could find common ground on Medicaid expansion. Before the midterms, state lawmakers came as close as ever to agreeing on legislation that could extend federally subsidized health care insurance to hundreds of thousands of low-income North Carolinians. Sealing that deal might depend more on agreement between House and Senate Republicans than between the two major parties. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.